Srila Prabhupada was once showing a chandelier like this and showed how some sparrows came with some straw and tried to make a nest. So Prabhupada said, this is material life. Initially one looks for material pleasure by putting the straws together and making a nest, and then the bird brings a mate and then unites and produces eggs. And then, by that desire for material pleasure, then he develops material attachment. Because he cannot be separated from the relatives and friends and family. And then he said, then he tries to make a very stable situation. So from material pleasure to material attachment, to struggle for material stability, this is called the progress and material advancement. Prabhupada said, the whole world is filled with the same activity, whether it be a bird, whether it be a beast, whether it be a human being. Wherever you go, you will find this. Everyone is looking for pleasure, material pleasure. Then they look for a mate. Then they look for developing material attachment and material stability. This path of material progress, although it gives artificial sense of stability, people think that within the family, the man thinks, if I go out, who will cook for me? Who will protect me? At home, my wife will cook for me and my grown-up sons will take care of me. So the home is a very stable place. Then he thinks the doctor will take care of my health and the bank will take care of my bank balance and the police and the army will take care that the foreign invaders will not attack us. In this way, flanked by fallible soldiers, called as Asat Sanyeshu, a living entity thinks he is very secure and safe on a material plane. But it is only a matter of time he will see, one by one everybody passes away. The family doctor will pass away, bank will become diwala. Grandfather, grandmother, relatives, friends, everybody will pass away. Suddenly the living entity finds himself alone and left alone in this world. That is the way the material world is. On the other hand, in the spiritual world, Lord Krishna is playing with his friends in the pastures of Vrindavan without any having to do any work, without having to do any struggle, and merely by a small expansion of expansion, as Mahavishnu, who is inhaling and exhaling millions of universes from the pores of his body, and with one exhalation a Brahmanda is created, and the Brahma, who is the leader of the universe, is creating 8.4 million species of life and giving them all bodies. They are all running here and there, and with another inhalation of Mahavishnu, all the Brahmandas go into his body again. So one should see the flimsy nature of the material phenomenon. How the material existence is constantly in flux. One may hanker for material pleasure and material attachment, but material stability in this world is never possible, because Mahavishnu is exhaling and inhaling. So the material worlds will always keep changing. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. On the other hand, the imperishable, everlasting phenomenon is the Supreme Lord's existence, His abode, His activities, and His words. So one who can fix his attention wholeheartedly on the spiritual truths can easily observe the passing away phenomenon of the material existence. And such a person is actually called Akinchana. Kinchan, kinchit means something. Akinchan means nothing. That means one who possesses nothing but Krishna is called as Akinchana. Or one who possesses lot of material things but is unattached to them, knowing well that it all belongs to Krishna and meant to be engaged in Krishna's service, he is also called Akinchan. Namo Akinchana Vittaya Nivritta Guna Vrittaye Atmara Amaya Shantaya Kaivalya Patiye Namaha. And she also said, Tvam Akinchana Gocharam My dear Krishna, you are actually the lord of the Akinchanasa. So, the devotee's endeavor should never be one-sided material progress, but a devotee's endeavor should be to fix one's mati on Krishna's eternal existence and Krishna's eternal words and Krishna's expectation from his followers, from his devotees. And along with that, side by side, one should work in a way to keep the two ends meet and make the material existence reasonably stable in such a way that one can focus on Krishna consciousness. One has to keep the body and mind in a situation where one can focus on spiritual life. So therefore, the chanting of the holy name, Kunti Maharani says, is only possible for one who is already an Akinchana or one who is in the path of Akinchanas. If you become a follower of the Akinchanas, by understanding, I am only custodian of Lord's property. I don't own anything. And there is no security in this world except the security at Krishna's lotus feet. This mood is very necessary if one wants to focus with full concentration on the chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.